pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to cut.com. That's KUTT.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Get 15% off everything when you use the promo code PLAYOFFS. That's the promo code PLAYOFFS. You're listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That is at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network or at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I will be posting some free plays from that account. But the main reason to follow it is because you're listed to someone who's a tracked and transparent handicapper. And I post my spreadsheets, my P&L sheets, my profit and loss spreadsheets on that account. The pinned tweet on that account will always be the spreadsheet from the previous month. So at the moment, you're looking at the month of December. And if you scroll down, you can find all the other spreadsheets. If you want to find them an easier way, they're all kept over at lockbetting.com. When you see my spreadsheets, you'll see that I sensibly manage a bankroll. We don't chase losers with bigger plays. So a one-unit loser doesn't become a two-unit chaser. You won't find three-unit plays on there, five-unit plays, 10-unit plays, 20-unit plays. You won't find anything called a whale play, a max play, a play of the year, play of the century. None of that nonsense. That's just for the Monopoly Money cappers on X who aren't really betting and aren't really making you a profit. We are. We do it every single month. If you're interested in getting my additional picks, then head over to lockbetting.com. If you have questions, just fire them over to the X account at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But before you do that, I do encourage you to check out that pin tweet. Have a look at that P&L for the previous month. The month of December was a monster, landing £4,450, which once converted comes to over $6,000 of profit in a single month. Obviously, that was an exceptional month. That isn't what's expected all the time, but a very, very good December. And we're looking to do that again in January. And January will hopefully be our 128th month in a row of transparent and track profit. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia. We begin on Saturday with the 5 p.m. kickoff. And we start with AS Roma, who fired Jose Mourinho last week after the defeat away to AC Milan. Jose Mourinho, who's been one of the most successful Roma managers of all time. And you need not look any further than the increase in average attendance before Mourinho and under Mourinho to see how he's rejuvenated the club. He has been sacked by AS Roma and will not be in charge for this game, with former player Daniel De Rossi taking over as the Roma manager until the end of the season.
Okay, some big breaking news for you now. AS Roma can confirm that Jose Mourinho and his coaching staff will leave the club with immediate effect. Mourinho was unveiled as the Giallorosso's 60th coach in May 2021. He led the team to win the Conference League in Tirana on May the 25th, 2022, and the Europa League final in Budapest last season. They have released a statement, haven't they, Hayley?
Yeah, they have. Let's just bring you this statement into us now. They say, we would like to thank Jose on behalf of all of us at AS Roma for his passion and effort since his arrival at the club. That was Dan and Ryan Friedkin. We will always have great memories of his tenure at Roma, but we believe that an immediate change is in the best interests of the club.
Yeah, they say we wish Jose and his assistants all the best in their future endeavours. We have further updates on the new first team coaching staff that will follow imminently. Now, the last game that was at the weekend was a 3-1 defeat away at AC Milan on Sunday. So it's just one win in six now for Roma, leaving them ninth in Serie A with just 29 points. So Jose Mourinho and his coaching staff will leave Roma with immediate effect.
There are a couple of things here. I mean, Jose left Inter in 2010 as a treble winner. He left on that high. No one had ever done the treble before. He's the last manager of an Italian club to win the Champions League. He then goes away, goes to Real Madrid, works for Chelsea, works for Man United, works for Tottenham. He then comes back, and no one in the interim in Italy had won any European trophy. And in his first season, wham, bam, he does it. And so for Roma fans, that was absolutely huge. People can diminish and belittle it, say it's only a Conference League, as they did with West Ham last year. But to that fan base, who hadn't won a trophy, hadn't seen a team win a trophy in 14 years, and so desperate for something to celebrate, it meant the world to them. And it made him an instant immortal for them as well. And so, to go to a European final, win it, having not been in one since the early 90s, and then to go to another European final in your second season. Jose has quite rightly pointed out, it's like, I can't remember any other Roma coach doing that. No one had done it. Can't remember an Italian coach going to back-to-back European finals in a long time either. You probably have to go back to the 90s for that as well. So all of that strengthened his hand against, you know, how poor they've been domestically. And you have this weird kind of dystopian paradigm where it's quite old school, in that actually players, coaches and clubs should be judged on silverware, not on finishing fourth. In the last 10 years, that's been completely flipped, where actually, no, financially, getting into the Champions League and finishing fourth is so much more important than winning a Conference League or getting to Europa League final. I think winning the Conference League brought in 20 million. Yeah. That's like half what you get for playing in a Champions League group stage. And so for Roma's entire project, it was actually more important for them to qualify for the Champions League, which they would have done had they won the Europa League last year. They lost on penalties to Sevilla. And so that's the kind of, I think there's actually quite a lot. That's why there's so much romance tied up in this, because it felt like a kind of football from the 60s and 70s, not only in terms of style, but when fans didn't have to care about financial fair play, which frankly Roma do have to care about, but fans don't care about that. They don't want to hear about the financial results of the team or the club or that sort of thing. They just want to see their team win something.
Yeah, so huge news. Also, footage emerged of Mourinho crying as he was leaving, because obviously he loved the club. He's turned down other jobs since he's been there, numerous offers to go and coach in Saudi. And the fans were crying too and chanting his name as he left in a car. So I'm not 100% sure this is your usual circumstance where there will be any kind of managerial bounce. Because as far as I can see and understand, the players and the fans still love Jose Mourinho and didn't want him to go. And looking at the players that he had, we just heard there about the Roma project and the expectations of Roma to finish in the top four. They don't have the squad, or they certainly don't have the first 11 to finish. Well, they certainly don't have the squad. They don't have the squad, so therefore they certainly don't have the first 11 to finish in the top four. And he's achieved miracles by delivering trophies, getting to back-to-back finals in Europe, and being a penalty kick away from actually getting them into the Champions League and achieving the target in the preferential way that would have appeased owners and fans by actually winning trophies, winning the Europa League and getting them into the Champions League and therefore achieving all targets in his short time there. But they've decided to sack him. And now they go with a former player as the manager, which is something that we've seen not work multiple times. We've seen it not work with the likes of Gerrard, Frank Lampard, Frank de Boer. We've seen so many examples of great players not being able to be great managers. And I could probably reel off another 10 names if I chose to. But let's move on with actually looking at this Roma game. Roma, as we mentioned, are at home to Verona. Obviously, this is a winnable game for De Rossi to start with. Obviously, this could have been a game that Jose Mourinho won. And we often see owners doing this. They sort of make the change just before a winnable game. So even the new manager doesn't start with a loss, or gives the manager the best chance of avoiding a loss, therefore immediately derailing any sort of momentum and giving them the chance to have that manager bounce, which is probably why we so often see it. And the odds tell you that as well, with Roma being the 1-2 favourites to win the game. It's 10-3 on the draw and it's 7-1 here on Verona. Now, I'm going to take Roma to win the game, but I would tread lightly here because, as I said, I'm not entirely sure that there will be your usual manager bounce. Usually when we see these kind of sackings, things have got toxic, the manager's lost the dressing room, and it's quite clear cut that a change needs to be made. The reaction to this was unanimous, and the reaction was a surprise, a unanimous surprise across the board. Obviously, when you make the main managerial change, you've got a club here that are going through a dry spell, and Daniel De Rossi will be looking to get his tenure off to a winning start. The hosts have certainly not had a dry spell at home, though. This is something that Mourinho has built on this season. They are unbeaten in 12 competitive home games and have won 10 of those games. So he was essentially sacked for his away form, because the home form, 10 wins in 12, is absolutely phenomenal for any manager, and De Rossi will be looking to continue that. It's also worth noting that 7 of those were accompanied by a clean sheet. They come up here against an opponent who have taken just 2 points from 27 available away from home and have lost to nil in 4 of their last 6 trips. So taking Roma and tacking on Roma to win to nil, with Roma to win with another clean sheet, actually jumps this up to 6-5 plus 120. That is going to be your first lean on the show. I do think Roma will win this game. Obviously, I'm trying to get away from the minus 200 line to get more value. But I'm not sure this is going to be a bounce. Even if Roma win, I think the owners would want you to believe it's a bounce, to obviously get the supporters on side as quickly as possible, who are big Mourinho fans. But I'm not sure this will be a real bounce. I just think it's a very winnable start for the new manager at home to Verona, whilst your team have already won 10 of the last 12 games at home. Before we move on to the second game we want to cover here on Saturday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL playoffs. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SGP. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net in New York. Call 877-78-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in Connecticut. Help is available for gambling problem. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.com. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Moving on with your other game on Saturday, we see Udinese hosting AC Milan, where Milan are the 10-11 favourites to go to Udinese and win this game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 10-3 here on the host Udinese. Milan, the team who got Mourinho sacked essentially by beating them 3-1. As I said, he got sacked because of the away form, and he suffered another away defeat last weekend at the San Siro. And I like Milan to pick up another win here and continue their good form. They've won four of their last five games coming into this one. And last week's performance against Roma was a strong one with that 3-1 win. Udinese, they are draw specialists, so be aware of the draw. But their defeats have actually come against teams in the top 10. And an in-form Milan can come here to the Stadio Friuli on Saturday night and pick up another win here, I'm sure. Milan, they're in good goal-scoring form, whilst Udinese have scored in each of the last eight home games, and Milan may need two to score, especially given that Milan have only managed one clean sheet in the last seven away from home. Milan have actually scored at least three goals in each of their last three wins. So I actually also like Milan to go over their team total. That will almost be a safer bet here for you, because you can cash it as soon as they scored two goals. But that's actually at better odds. Milan to go over their team total of over 1.5 instead of taking Milan on the money line. It's a plus money selection at 11-10, plus 110. So given that that cashes as soon as they score two goals and you don't have to worry about Udinese clawing it back, that actually does offer up some value for you. And as I said, Milan haven't been the best at defending so far this season, so that may be a way to go. So I'm not sure what to pick between the two. I think both are strong selections. I think Milan will score two goals, and I think those two goals will be good enough for them to win the game. So it's really a tie for me between what I'm leaning towards, whether it be Milan at 10-11 to win the game on the money line, or Milan at 11-10 to go over their team total here in this one. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. To get involved, head over to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on to Sunday, and let's begin by looking at the game here between Salernitana and Genoa, where Genoa here are the 23-20 away favourites. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Salernitana. I think both teams will be looking to win this game. Salernitana obviously in a predicament, and they need to find results somehow. And I can see this being an attacking game, with BTTS offering up some value at plus money here at 6-5, plus 120. Both teams have actually scored in six of Salernitana's last seven matches, and the same is true for Genoa in four of the last five. So that suggests we're getting a really good line here. Obviously, there's no doubt that Genoa can score because they're coming up against Salernitana, and the hosts have the worst defence in all of Serie A. But they have managed to score against some top sides that include Juve, Napoli and AC Milan. So I do believe they'll be able to find the back of the net here themselves, whilst I also think Genoa can make a contribution, making the 6-5 on BTTS a very good value play. And that's what we're going to take for our lean in this one. We're going to take both teams to score in the game between Salernitana and Genoa, the 5 o'clock kickoff UK time on Sunday night. The final game we're going to cover on this show sees Juve travelling to Lecce. Now, Juventus are the only team who I think are in the title race. I think Milan are too far back, and obviously everybody else is too far back as well. But by winning this game, Juve can temporarily go top of the table, and they can certainly do it against a mid-table Lecce side who sit 13th in the league. That's probably why you're getting Juve at 4-6 minus 150 to win this game on the road. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 21-4 here on Lecce. I can't see anything but business as usual here for Juventus. I believe that they will come away with a win here against Lecce. Lecce is stubborn, don't get me wrong. Lecce have not been beaten in 8 of their last 10 home Serie A games, including each of the last 4. And Juve, they come into this one in solid form. They have solid away form this season. They've picked up 5 wins in 8 away games, but they have been by the narrowest of margins. Now, that can be concerning, but I think it just proves to me that they are a team who are capable of grinding out results. A typical Allegri team. Juve have failed to win on 2 of their last 4 visits to Lecce. So this isn't a ground they like going to. I don't think anybody likes going to Lecce. That's why they've not been beaten in 8 of their last 10 home Serie A games, including 4 straight. But I think if anybody can do it, I believe it will be Juve, as they want to stay in touch with Inter Milan and can actually finish the weekend top. And I think that will be a hugely motivational factor. We're going to take Juventus on the money line here. A simple pick at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Before we close out with the lock here on the show, let me take this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Let me also tell you guys about the SGPN merch store, where you can get 15% off everything in store now until the end of the month with the promo code PLAYOFFS. We're actually competing against other shows for a bonus, and make sure you get your favorite item from the Soccer Gambling Podcast. There's hoodies, t-shirts available. I actually own them all and wear them all the time. They're very, very comfortable, high quality merchandise. And of course, you can support the show that's giving you winning picks every single week for free by buying some merch from the SGPN merch store. Closing out with your lock on the show, we talked a lot about the Roma game, so it's only right that we go there for the lock. I'm going to be a little bit more conservative. I know I took Roma to win 2-0 as my lean. I still like that, but I think Roman under 4.5 goals is more conservative and more safe. Obviously, we want to keep our winning lock run here. We're taking that for obvious reasons. It protects us from Verona scoring a goal. We don't know how Roma are going to set up stylistically. Obviously, Mourinho's reputation was that he was a defensive-minded manager. We don't know what Daniel De Rossi brings to the table at the moment. So there may be more gaps at the back for Verona to score. But Roma were very, very tight at home defensively. Not only have they won 10 of the last 12, but they've kept 7 clean sheets during those wins as well, during that run. So it's something that Mourinho had as his trademark. It's been his trademark throughout his career. Unfortunately, this defence wasn't good enough to keep clean sheets, particularly on the road. And perhaps that's why Daniel De Rossi will make a stylistic change. So we want to protect ourselves from Verona actually scoring a goal and not just riding that data blindly as we have a new manager here. But I just don't see the game getting to 5 goals. I don't think Roma themselves have the firepower to blow this team away. So I think we're safe by adding this on. I do think Roma will win, but as I said, I'm not sure it'll be a bounce. I think it'll just be a case of Verona being a poor opponent. So once again, your lock on the show is Roma and under 4.5 goals at a price of 4-6 minus 150. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.